You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, and I am riding with my dear friend, Miss Linda Theus Lee. Good morning.
Girl, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Me
you know,
too.
On this clock change, you know.
I know it's early.
It is early. But it's okay. We all spring forward.
I love
it. I hope everybody out there has done the same thing. But we're right here on the Cobalt Kubo Studios, where we provide you with community culture and music since 1985. Whoa. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver. K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. You know, the Gospel Train leaves out, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on the Denver Open Media, that's 92.9 FM station. And, of course, you can always check us out during the week at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, I do want to take a moment out to let you know and put some prayers up for Perry Ayers, who is the creator of the Colorado Black Arts Festival. He is in hospice right now and has stage 4 cancer. So we want to pray for him, pray for my friend Linda, pray for Ricky O, and many others of you out there that might be going through suffering, doing some things. So we're going to open the show with Kirkman Community Choir, Lord, Do It For Me, with Zacchaeus Cortez, and I believe with Fred Jenkins. And we're going to be back. We're going to tell you all about Linda Theus Lee. She is going to be performing. We're talking about celebrating, continuing our celebration of women history, because she is doing Lena, Nina, and Me. And that performance is going to be Wednesday, March 15th. That's coming up this week. And we want you to come out.
Come on out.
That's right. And we might even be giving away a couple of tickets today. So tune up.
Tune in.
We'll be letting you know. So stay with us as the Gospel Train comes to you with a blessing.
Praise God.
Don't worry. Just remember these three words. Well, woo, turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman. I've been through it all. Yeah, I have suffered. And friends, they let me down. Even loved ones. But thank God I made it through. I like, even when I failed, I kept going strong. Yeah, now point to yourself right here and say, I'm so glad, ladies. If you believe that it is well in your life right now where you are, give God a praise and turn that radio up some more. Let's sing it again. I've been through it all. Come on, Stefan.
I kept going strong.
Through it all.
know that that daddy did his well with my soul.
Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Everybody in here tonight to lift your hands if you need God to do something right now.
believe I see victory, and it's heading straight for me. I believe, oh yes, just believe.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. And if you believe and you need something, you know, all you got to do is just ask, because God is always there. Lord will always do it just for you. I want you to stay with me as we continue to give you more great gospel music. I'm going to tell you all about Miss Linda Theus Lee. She's going to be riding with us right after this, okay? So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Su Teatro presents the mythical fantasy El Espíritu Natural, The Spirit of Nature, on March 9th through the 26th. Separate plays written by Su Teatro's executive artistic director, Anthony J. Garcia. For tickets and more, suteatro.org.
Want to know what your friends at KUVO are up to? Sign up for the KUVO newsletter at kuvo.org.
Well, we are back with more great gospel music. And to talk to you a little bit more, I do want to remind you that Tony Stone is going on that play at the Aurora Fox Theater, March 10th through April 2nd. We went on the 10th, and it was really a fabulous kind of place. You might want to check it out. It's just kind of a family adult kind of thing. Also remind you that Ron Ivory and the Miles Apart Band is at the Clock Tower Cabaret. Give them a call, 303-293-0075. That's March 26th. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Also, I want to tell you, there is a healing conference. And I'm telling you, this is something that you do not want to miss. The Spiritual Projects. And, of course, the University of Denver. And that's Dr. Roger Hollins is the director over that. But May 11th through the 13th in Denver, I'm telling you, it is something that you don't want to miss. So you do want to contact them. Go online to lamont.spirituals@du.edu for more information. Now, I want to tell you all about Lena, Nina, and me. And that me is Linda Theus Lee. Come on, girl, tell me about her. I'm telling you, these are some old singers that, you know, really established our music.
Well, you know, Deborah, first of all, and, you know, good morning, everybody. I am Linda Theus Lee, and I'm riding with Deborah Walker on the gospel train this morning. And what a beautiful morning it is, you know. And so just a little bit, you know, about Lena, Nina, and me. They were like trailblazers, you know.
Yes.
Lena didn't really write music, but she sung so much music of a lot of great composers.
Yes.
Great composers. I mean, and yeah, a lot of folks know her, you know, by that Stormy Weather song, but one of her very last songs that she actually did by Charlie Smalls was If You Believe, like Believe in Yourself.
Right.
And, you know, so again, you know, these women were like trailblazers. They was political, they had their political views, they stood up for what they believed, and they stood up for what they did not believe in. You know, and so they were like, for me, they were my early influences, you know, and they, you know, which was rooted in me with and through Lena Horne and Nina Simone. And their music has always resonated in my soul. I love R&B, I love blues, I love jazz, but, you know, more than any and everything, I love music. So on the Lena Horne thing, and Lena was bad.
Yes, she was. But, you know, she kind of broke the color barrier as well.
Yes, she was one of them.
She was able to cross over.
Yes, and she was more like, well, if my people can't come up in here, then I can't either. You know, I can't come up in here either. You know, and so, and she believed that. And, but she was just very, very gracious. She was very gracious, as well as Nina. Bad. Now, Nina Simone now, okay. She was bad. They both were bad, you know, bad girls, you know.
Bad meaning good.
Bad, y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
That's right. So your performance is going to be the 15th, which is Wednesday, and it is an afternoon performance. So that's going to be at the Longtree Performing Arts Center, Wednesday the 15th, and it's at 1:30, right?
Yes, it is. It's an hour show, and so looking really forward to doing the music. And I'll be doing a little bit of me, you know. I was under the impression that the show was an hour and a half, and so, but it's actually an hour with 30 minutes afterwards to mingle and, you know,
right,
speak to folks and all that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's listen to a little Stormy Weather.
I know. I'll be doing it my own way, y'all. Just want y'all to know.
Okay, but it's okay. Let's see how she did it.
Gone. All I have in life is gone. just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone.
Oh, that's the original, I'm telling you. So tell me, why did you, give me a background. Why is it that at this time you chose to choose these particular two women? Mm-hmm. And how are you identifying with that? You know, give me some history so our audience know what's going on.
Okay. Well, you know, so I did this show like 4 years ago. I did this show, Lena, Nina, and Me at the Clock Tower. And the reason I've chosen these two particular, I mean, it's a lot of, I love a lot of music from a lot of different artists, you know. But for the, a lot of folks don't know anything about, like, Lena Horne, how right. she paved the way.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she was born in, like, 1917, you know, and I mean, she was a celebrated African-American dancer, actress, singer, civil rights activist. And I'm like that. I'm about pushing, you know, kind of pushing that button, you know, pushing yes. the envelope, mm-hmm. you know, to be more, to do more. You know, I just believe that I do not want these women, Lena and Nina, to, you know, be forgotten.
Right.
You know, for their spirit, you know, for their spirit to make things better for, you know, for the African-American community, you know, for other communities, but for the Black community, because these were Black women, you know, during a time when, you know, that, you know, they could perform somewhere, but then the Black folks couldn't come up in here. See, so I just love the elegance of them both. They
right.
both had a different elegance, you know, and I'm going to tell you something, that Lena Horne.
Uh-huh.
She was nice, you know, but sometimes she could be nothing nice, baby, you know. I mean, folks who really knew her.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was a hot sister now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, you know, but she had strong political views.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
Great. Praise God for the strength of women like that.
Praise
and
God.
I just want to congratulate you on
yes.
getting your doctorate. I mean, that is...
I know, and I'm almost done. And everybody who know what I've been going through, just to,
yes.
to get it. Well, because you know what? It ain't no walk in the park, but
no,
I love what I've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we never know what we can do until we find out.
That's right.
But we got to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, hopefully next year, we'll see what happens. But I'm very, very close. So I'm doing
That's
my,
right.
my dissertation
you,
research
you
proposal.
Just stay in there, girl.
I'm staying, girl. I got some serious shoulders.
I did a master thing, so I know.
So
I couldn't. I'm not doing the doctor thing, but
That's okay.
I got my master's.
That's okay. You doctored me. You Dr. Deborah Walker, baby. Okay.
Here it is, one of our favorites, your favorite, Believe in Yourself.
Oh, yes.
And this is one of the, I think, last things that she did, right?
Yes, and actually she started, I was having a conversation with a gentleman, and he told me, you know, he's an older gentleman. He said, well, you know, Linda, you know, she stopped doing really stormy weather as she got older and older, and she started doing, her theme song was, you know, Believe in Yourself. And it's from The Wiz, Charlie Smalls. He's the writer of the
okay.
song. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Believe what you feel.
Oh, yes.
and know from the moment you try.
That's right. That's something for the young people, right?
Yes, it is.
Got to believe in yourself. I don't care who you are. Remember, you're right here riding on the gospel train.
Yes,
we got Linda Theus Lee here, and I'm telling you, we are going to be giving away some tickets because this is going to be a fabulous show that you're going to be doing. And I don't know, a lot of people might be working and can't go, but there is some people out there that might want to attend.
Well, I got a couple your tickets
show.
For you.
You got a couple you know? Tickets. So I tell you what, why don't you give her the number?
Okay.
Your number and
okay.
let them know.
Okay.
They could call you.
Okay.
We're going to take maybe the third or fourth caller. How
okay.
about that? Okay.
Okay.
So go on. You do it.
Okay. And don't be trying to call me act crazy. My number is 303-880-6338. And that's 303-880-6338. That's
give us a call right now. Okay. As we continue to continue. That's right, as we continue. Because we're going to talk about, Nina.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. We're going to talk about Nina right now. And
yeah.
she got a name. And you know what? This was really amazing to me because I used to play this song all the time. But I used to listen to it. And I never knew who it was. I never knew. That's okay.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see
okay.
what it is, okay? We're going to take the caller.
Well, it's that call, and okay, well, you better call back because I think you hung up. Okay. I don't know who
you're
that
on the...
is. Cherry Creek Press. It says Cherry Creek Press. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who that is. Okay.
Okay.
Well, better
but
try
this,
to call back again.
But wait a minute. We're getting ready to play this song, Nina Simone. And I listened to this on the commercial. You know, the COBD
yeah.
or something. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But this is the one that we're getting ready to go with right now. So listen to this. And I know everybody's going to know what this is.
Okay.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
I love that. I listen to it all the time, and I said, you know, I really like that song, but I never knew that Nina Simone did that version.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I never knew that.
Yes, she, you know, she, let me tell you, let me tell you just a little bit about Nina Simone. And her name was actually Eunice Catherine Wayman, okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason she changed her name to Nina Simone because she didn't want her mother to know that she was doing like devil's music, okay?
Okay.
You know, but Nina Simone also, she was a political figure, you know, who, now, she wasn't as peaceful because she believed in, it wasn't like she was like nonviolent, let me say that, you know, but she had a different way of going about her political views. You know, she was really close to, you know, Stokely Carmichael, and those, you know, those folks. She told Martin Luther King one time that, you know, I know you're nonviolent, but I'm not. You know, and so she had a way of putting words, you know, you know, she had a way of hypnotizing, you know, her voice and her ability to make listeners become really completely absorbed in her music. You know, she was a concert pianist, trained concert.
Really?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I mean, and during, you know, back in the day, during the time, it was certain, I mean, she went to Juilliard, and for a minute, and then she went about doing some auditions and wanting, you know, to, you know, be at Carnegie Hall. And it was a time where she couldn't. You know, it was a time where she couldn't move forward. So it was more like the only thing that folks wanted to hear was, you know, hear her playing the piano, R&B, you know, jazz, you know, and all these genres. She was absolutely great, brilliant, but she was brilliant. You know, she was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had a lot of things going on. And her daughter, she has a daughter, Lisa Simone, who is also bad girl. When I say bad, y'all know I'm talking about good, right? Okay. Just a wonderful, wonderful talent. And again, the reason, and I have to keep emphasizing, the reason I've chose these singers is because it's just something about my inner self. You know, I want to continue to grow and be more. And these women wanted to continue to grow and be more, and not just for themselves, but for others. And I want to continue to grow and be more for myself, of course, but for others, you know, because the more that I can do, the more that can be done.
Amen. Yeah, that's,
you know,
great.
Yeah, because God is faithful. You know, I like to, you know, put it like that, you know, on the gospel train, you know.
Yes, it is.
You know, God is faithful.
Always.
You know, and I'm so honored, you know, I'm just honored, you know, and blessed, you know, to be here this morning, you know, riding, you know, with Deborah Walker, you know, on the gospel train. And I mean, I'm just humbled. I'm humbled just by, you know, the presence, you know, by God's presence in my life, and to just to be able to do what I'm doing. You know, so I love me some Lena Horne,
yes.
And I love me some Nina Simone, and I'm gonna be doing some of their stuff, but I'll be doing it, you know, Lena Thea's way, because, you know, it's only
right.
one Lena,
that's right.
And it's only one Nina, and guess what?
There's
it's
only one Linda.
Nina.
That's right. Well, here's one Nina Simone that I really particularly like is to be young, gifted, and
Ooh,
black.
Yeah, she wrote that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she wrote that. So Nina Simone, she sung a lot of songs by different artists also, even though she was a composer, you know, a performer, I mean, all these things. But she wrote To Be Young, Gifted, and Black.
Wow. Here we go.
Yeah, we go.
Now, remember, give us a call at
303-880-6338.
All right.
All right.
We got it right now.
Okay.
Open your heart to what I mean.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. That's none other than, of course, Nina Simone, and we have Linda Theus Lee riding with us today. So we want you to give us a call. That's right, at 303-880-6338. If you'd like to go to this concert, she's going to be doing the Long Tree Performing Arts. That is Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. And I'm sure there are some people who can't go that's not working and might want to take off work to check this one out. But stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
Support for KUVO's signature event, Live at the Vineyards, comes from Dos Abuelas, a catering service celebrating Puerto Rican heritage. Menu, catering at Comal, dosabuelas.com.
KUVO is celebrating women in music this Women's History Month.
Pianist, vocalist, and composer Dawn Clement has established herself as one of the most sought-after musicians working today. With her joyful presence, consummate technique, and distinctive sound, Clement has gained the attention and respect of musicians, critics, and fans throughout the U.S. and abroad. Dawn has been hailed as the, quote, Wonder Woman of Seattle. Downbeat says, quote, the revelation is Dawn Clement's piano, always ready with the lyricism or structure the moment needs.
Celebrate the women in your life for Women's History Month with KUVO Jazz.
Covering jazz, new jazz, Latin, R&B, funk, fusion, salsa, gospel, poetry, and so much more. Soak it all in on KUVO Jazz.
Horns, hit me!
Yeah, come on, let's take it home. Hey, all
That's a little something from the young people. A little Lecrae. And of course, before that, the old people too, right? And Maurice Griffin. Must be for that. That's a whole lot different than Nina Simone and Leah.
That's all right. They still got a message, you know.
They do.
It's all about that message.
I just love the young people. They're just doing everything. I know. It is. They just do their thing, you know.
They do,
and we love it because you have to know where you came from to know where you're going. And I always try to play a little something for the young people, you know what I mean? And
because they need that.
So. Yeah, so we can bridge this whole thing, you know.
Yes.
This music as it evolves. So tell me, what is it that you can say to the young people out here and to our audience out here that will continue to inspire them to do their best, especially, you know, young women and, you know, girls, because you are such inspiration out in this community.
You know, Deborah Walker, I say it's because of the grace of God that I'm here.
Man.
You know, And, you know, folks who know me, you know, I could party now. You know I could party. But I, 'cause I want to keep it real, okay? But I want to say this. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. And that's really important. I challenge myself, and I'm challenged. And I take pause, see? I take pause because I have to think about where I came from.
Okay.
And I have to think about where I am. And I have to visualize where I'm going.
Okay. Amen.
And that's 24/7. You know, yeah. I mean, I sure ain't perfect. Not trying to be. But I believe that God has given me this journey. See, I didn't give me this journey. God has given me this journey. And to much is given. What?
Much is required. Yes, it is.
And so believe this. If it doesn't challenge you, I don't care. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. Mm-hmm. Okay? I didn't make that quote up. But if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. You know? And we are on God's journey. We really are. And I would just say to each and every one of you out there, you know, everybody, challenge yourself. And don't be afraid. And also, guess what? Believe in yourself. Because, you know, you'd be surprised with all the folks who really believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you never know who's praying for you. That's something else I want to say. You never know who's praying for you.
Right.
Okay? Nina Simone, you know, she said, jazz is not just music. It's a way of life. It's a way of being, a way of thinking. And she also said, you've got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served.
Okay. Yeah, amen. That's right. Okay, if there's no love around, you know, and that's what we do. You know,
we just stay. You know, we just like, oh, I'm going
yeah.
to whatever no, it is, we got whatever
to, it is. You got to go with the love.
Yeah,
and you got to spread that love around.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to let Nina Simone take us home. Well, that's right.
I want to say thank you. Thank you, Miss Deborah Walker.
God bless you.
Gospel Train for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for riding with me.
Girl, it's a good ride, too. It's smooth. I love it.
That is Linda Theus Lee, who is going to be at the Longtree Performing Arts Center. That's Wednesday, March 15th. She has a 1:30 performance. Yeah. And we're talking about Lena, Nina, and me. And I'm talking about she's taking it back to where it belongs and putting it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So here is none other than Nina Simone, who's going to take us home with For Myself. And I just want to say, God bless each and every one of you. Go with God in all of your ways.
Yes.
And remember to spread that love, each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know how you will impact someone's life. Just with a smile, you know, just with a hello. You know, sometimes you can just pray with a person,
yes.
But we got to come back together, and we got to know. We got to know. And the only way you know is if you know God's love and if you're able to spread that love around. Well, God willing, I'll see you next week. God bless each and every one of you
love y'all.
Have a wonderful one. Linda, thank you. God bless you.
Oh,
I love you.
God bless you. I love you, too.
Yes. And we know you're going to have a very, very successful performance as you usually do.
Well, you know, we're working on it. Thank God. We're just working on it.
That's how.
Oh, girl, can I give a shout-out to one person?
Yes, you can.
Okay, maybe two. Okay, shout-out to my husband, Mr. Harold Lee. I don't know if you still sleep or whatever.
Wake up.
And I want to give a shout-out to BF, Urban Spectrum, okay?
Yes. B. Harris, that's my girl. Yes,
because, you know,
we love her.
She ran me and her ads and everything, you know, like pro bono. And I just want to give her some love and a shout-out to her.
Yeah, and you know, KUVO, we love you.
Arturo
and everybody here, he always asks about you. He says, that's my girl.
Hey, Mr. Arturo, I love y'all. I do. You know.
So we do. We'll go with God in all of our ways.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll spread that love.
And to my videographer, to Mr., you know, D.R., who's
D.R.
my...
Yes, he's in the house.
He's in the house, and he's doing the thing up in here, y'all. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Okay.
Yes.
Here is for myself, Nina Simone, and you can give her a call, Linda Lee, at 303-880-6338.
Yes.
If you want to go to... her performance of Lena, Nina, and Me is going to take you back. Take you back to those good old days of jazz. That's Wednesday, March 15th. That's coming up at the Longtree Performing Arts Center. God bless you.
For myself, I must learn for myself. Not from what someone else has said or done. And so I live my life from day to day and try to smile. While feeling my way, just like a child, for myself, I must learn for myself. The future that someone else may say will come may never be. So whatever destiny
need no ticket, just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.